The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Biology, it's Professor Stephanie Conant.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Did you plan on matching your paper coffee cup to your sweater today?
I called ahead to see what color the cups were today. Yes.
You did a really good job.
Thanks. It's a special day.
Why is it special?
Because we're live.
Okay. To Stephanie's right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, my home department, is Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
And don't worry, Kendra, if a backgammon game breaks out, we won't hold it against you.
I'm very well prepared.
Have you ever played backgammon before?
Yes, but I don't remember anything about it. I think I was 7.
I asked the librarians when we came in at these game tables if they had ever seen anybody playing games as per the tables, and they said once. It's pretty good.
Once in how many years?
Many years.
Oh, okay.
Many years. Have you been playing Chinese checkers?
I don't know how. All right. Come on, I was asking Matt when Chinese New Year was. I mean, come on, I'm embarrassed.
Perhaps the lack of game playing reflects positively upon our students.
They're studying really hard. And their study habits.
That's right. Really in the library, right.
In the library, it's all about studying and talking loudly in the lobby where we are right now.
Of course.
We're coming to you live from the McNichols Campus Library at UDM. To Kendra's right, it's Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Across from Professor Chow, it's Professor Beth Oljar from Philosophy.
Good to be here.
And to our resident poetry expert, Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies. Does that make any sense?
Steelers haiku, right?
I would just ask Dr. Oljar if it's good to be here. Is that philosophical good? Has Plato when...
Socrates.
Read about the good. Would it be being a participant on this show? Did that show up?
Mortimer Adler.
Just talking about the difference between happiness and contentedness.
Were you doing that?
Well, John Stuart Mill was, so I was.
Okay. Yeah. I, for my philosophy class here at the university, right? Beth, I had to read Mortimer Adler in that regard. So it was pretty straight-laced material. Let's just put it that way.
I heard John Stuart Mill is leaving the Daily Show. Isn't that sad?
Get us back on track.
I just heard a lot of people talking about, you know, who better to host a comedy or a fake news show than Brian Williams. The spot's open. So. We do feel bad for Brian. And we might also feel bad for Professor Heather Hill-Vasquez at some point from English. She's already had to put up with all the other introductions, I suppose.
I'm going to sigh very loudly right now.
But anyway, how are you doing, Heather?
I'm good. You know, Olivia and I were at my daughter that's sitting mm-hmm. out there who won the award, who's mm-hmm. now waving. We were parent visiting day today at Cranbrook, right? It was lots of fun. Now we're here.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or the hashtag AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. I have some questions from UDM student Haley Etheridge of Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Hey, Haley. She's in my class.
Excellent. Who won the Best New Artist Grammy at the 2015 Grammys just a few days ago?
Yeah.
It was Sam Smith is what it was. Yes.
Great name.
Now, this is the guy who basically just remade the Tom Petty song.
Okay. Right.
And Tom Petty was okay with it.
Is it Learning to Fly? Which Tom Petty song was it?
I think it was Free Fallin'. Right?
Free Fallin'.
No, it was Stay With Me.
No, that was Sam Smith's song.
No, that's the Sam Smith song.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got it.
I don't remember.
What is the state bird of Iowa?
Cardinal.
Turkey vulture?
It's not the... it's neither the cardinal nor the turkey vulture.
Potato bird.
It's a bird you might see around here, but it would be relatively rare. It's very small and brightly
yellow
colored.
Goldfinch.
It's a goldfinch. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Goldfinch. The boll weevil. Got it. Which composer wrote the tune In the Hall of the Mountain King?
Wagner? Is it Richard Wagner?
Oh.
Tchaikovsky. Beethoven.
Initials E.G.
Grieg?
Gershwin?
Grieg is who it was. Edvard Grieg.
Oh.
Yes.
I think you guys are doing just fine.
Well, thank you.
If you say so. Oh, boy.
We're so proud of our knowledge of the Kardashians.
Can we figure out a way to make money off that if we combine 50 Shades, Harry Potter and the Kardashians?
I can see Severus Snape in Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh,
I don't know. Lord. I'm just making it up. I really
have one more set of questions here from a UDM student. I feel like I have to use them, but I unfortunately cut off the print without the student's name. So, Anonymous, this one goes out to you. A handful of questions here about World Cup soccer. What team won the Men's World Cup in 2014?
Brazil?
Germany?
Was it Brazil?
No.
Germany. Yeah, it was Germany. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you know in what country the first World Cup took place? Here's a hint. It's South America.
Venezuela?
Brazil?
Colombia.
I've not heard it yet.
Uruguay.
Yeah, it says Uruguay.
There's only so many, thank goodness.
Where did that 2014 World Cup final take place? I think you had it the first time.
Brazil.
Do you remember that very, very obvious and loud sound that you heard during every match during 2010? Do you remember where the 2010 World Cup was?
Vuvuzelas or something.
Yeah. Vuvuzelas.
The horns. The horns. Yeah.
South Africa. That's right. Absolutely.
Close enough. Yeah.
Do you remember the 2010 World Cup theme song?
No.
Oh.
Was it by Whitney Houston?
It was not.
Okay.
So Jason won't remember it.
It was
then.
By Canaan, is what it says here.
No.
It was called Waving Flag.
Right.
Okay, sure.
Yep. Nice. Right.
I'll buy that.
I might need that in trivia crack later, though, so we will.
Do you remember the name of the player who bit another player in one of the final matches? Yes, Luis Suarez.
Wow. Yeah,
absolutely.
He gets suspended consistently for biting.
Mike but Tyson. Not fully consistently because he's allowed back.
Football, he'd have his teeth knocked out and he would only do it once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he'd gum you to death.
Last but certainly not least, do you remember the name of the U.S. team's goalie in 2014?
Oh, Tim Howard.
Tim Howard, very well done.
That was good.
I remember, like, the Alexi Lalas. That's the last.
Yeah, the man had a great-looking beard, though.
He's a commenter now.
He is, but he has much less hair than he did. And
he looks much better now than he did when he was playing, I think. He's much more handsome now than he was when he had that
Maybe I had a thing for the mop back in the day.
Didn't he?
Was it the same color as your sweatshirt? Is that the guy I'm thinking
Ish.
Of?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Tim Howard is normally goalkeeper for Everton.
Okay.
Just saying.
You follow football?
No.
Soccer.
My spouse does.
Oh. Just follows goalies.
Osmosis.
Footy.
Footy.
Yeah.
Footy.
Got right.
Well, we have a wonderful set of questions sent in here regarding the Marx Brothers.
Uh-oh.
And it starts with no minimum required for passing. That's my kind of exam.
Right.
That's all I have to say. Sent in by Mike Butler. And we're very, very happy to have those questions. I believe he is here. Thanks for coming, Mike. We'll see how many of these we can get through here. How many Marx Brothers were there?
Five.
There were five. It says here that six is also acceptable. Sadly,
one passed away.
Manfred, Manny, would have been the oldest brother, but he died at age 3 months. So was not part of it. We bring in the obvious follow-up question, do you know the nicknames of the five Marx Brothers?
Groucho, Harpo, Zeppo, Chico...
Yes.
And Gummo?
Gummo!
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
No prompting. Very well done. And, you know, notching it up just another spot here, what are the real names of
Julius.
Those Marx Brothers? Julius was?
Groucho.
You're going to match the real names of the nicknames?
Trying to,
that's
I'm trying to remember
impressive.
All of them. Leonard?
Leonard was?
Harpo?
No, Leonard was Chico.
Chico, okay, I was close.
Okay.
Hold on.
Is there a Bob?
He legally had his name changed later to Arthur, but he started as...
Arturo?
Zeppo?
No, I'm talking about Harpo now. I believe he was born Adolf.
Yeah, that's right.
Adolf. Oh. So that had to change. How about Zeppo and Gummo? Do you remember the name of the famous VW bug that had his own movies for Disney?
Herbie.
Okay, so
Herbert
was Zeppo. And let's see, famous poet was Gummo. Let's see, I'm not going to be able to go beyond that. That doesn't help at all. no, Robert, he is a good start.
Emma Lazarus.
Right.
No, Milton, I had nothing. I had absolutely
Earl?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Milton was Gummo's first name. True or false? Harpo Marx legally changed his name from Adolf to Arthur because of his dislike of Adolf Hitler.
I'd go with true.
True.
Sure, why not?
It says false.
Oh.
Though that is a fairly reasonable legend, Harpo changed his name in 1911 because he hated the name Adolf. That ended up working out for him really, really well.
Yes, it did.
1911.
Right. He could foresee the future.
This isn't going to be good. I'm sorry, we just had the 50 Shades of Grey questions, and there's a child in my first grader's class whose name is Christian Grey, and I don't know how he's going to live the rest of his life.
It was such a nice name. That is a really nice name.
It's a nice name.
It was.
It's a nice name.
Shocked.
Especially when they come out with
they
sequels.
Certainly
she's
didn't
mad
know the books were going to happen.
It's like Michael Bolton.
Yep. What was the name of the first Marx Brothers feature-length film, and what year did it come out?
Horse feathers? Coconuts?
Ducks. Coconuts is what it says here. Do you know the year?
1932?
Let's just say that Father McNichols put all these buildings and his funding together in 1927, and things were going pretty well until...
The Great Depression?
1929
was The Coconuts, yes. Who wrote the songs for the movie The Coconuts? Very, very famous composer.
Gershwin?
Nope. Try again. Initials I.B.
Irving
Berlin. While Groucho would kid Berlin in later years that Coconuts was the only Berlin show without a hit song, Berlin had written the song Always for the show, but producer Sam Harris said it would never be a hit. When later released, it turned out to be one of Berlin's greatest hits. Which actress did not appear in a Marx Brothers film? Looks like we're doing a multiple choice here. Your choices are Lucille Ball, Eve Arden, Marilyn Monroe, Martha Ray, Maureen O'Sullivan. So all of those but one did not appear.
Lucille Ball.
Lucille
Ball.
Yeah. She was in Three Stooges. I know that.
It says here Lucille Ball was in the movie.
Okay. Mm.
Marilyn Monroe?
No, Monroe was in a movie.
Maureen O'Sullivan.
Nope. All we have left is Martha Ray.
Her.
It's Martha Ray.
The big mouth.
It says Lucille Ball was in Room Service. Okay. Eve Arden was in At the Circus. Marilyn Monroe was in Love Happy. And Maureen O'Sullivan was in Day of the Races.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
Yeah. That is a great movie. Groucho called one film the Marx Brothers made War Movie. W-A-R. Which movie was that? You've already mentioned it, actually.
Duck Soup.
It was Duck Soup. Yeah, Duck Soup. The movie made fun of politics and war movie heroics. Groucho was the head of a country called Freedonia. In its conflict with Sylvania. Now considered a classic, it was a bit of a box office disappointment. However, it gained new popularity with young audiences during the years of the Vietnam War.
It's also in a Woody Allen movie. It's in Hannah and Her Sisters, I believe.
The people are watching the movie?
Well, I think that he's really depressed, and I think it's Hannah and Her Sisters, and... Woody Allen's character goes into a movie theater and he sees Duck Soup and it takes him out of his depression.
Cool.
Funny stuff. In Duck Soup, Groucho prosecutes Chico for high treason. At the end of the trial, he tells the judge, I suggest we give him 10 years in Leavenworth or 11 years in Twelvesworth. I didn't even say it out loud. It's so beautiful. What does Chico respond with?
There's no sanity clause?
Oh, no. You just need to think just a little bit hard to figure this one out. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. Oh. I tell you what I'll do. I'll take 5 and 10 in Woolworth. But you got to say it Woolworth.
Woolworth.
Beautiful. The Marx Brothers were to have retired after The Big Store in 1941, yet they came back to make two more films. Why did they come back?
Financial trouble, gambling debts.
Chico had lost so much money gambling, the brothers had to get back together so he could make enough money to support himself. After he declared bankruptcy, the brothers also took over Chico's finances and gave him an allowance so he would not lose all of his money.
That is brotherly love.
Batting 1,000 here, you guys. Margaret Dumont played straight woman to Groucho in how many of the brothers' features?
8?
7. I'll give it to you. That was pretty good. Pretty good. Groucho used to say that she never understood any of the jokes in the Marx Brothers film. What a nice thing to say.
That helps, you know. I mean,
that's sad.
That is not very nice. But I'm sure it was said for effect. What Marx Brother is also in a Sports Hall of Fame? This is fascinating.
I would go Chico for horse racing?
No, it says 1979, the United States Croquet Hall of Fame.
Wow. You can just guess. I'm going to go with Gummo.
You are incorrect.
Oh, okay.
We've narrowed it down pretty hardcore. Harpo. It's Harpo. Yeah, it's Harpo. Harpo
Marx. Croquet player?
Yeah.
That was impressive. Sure.
Not just any croquet player. A Hall of Fame.
Croquet player.
Which Marx Brothers movie received an Academy Award nomination for Best Picture? That's hardcore for a comedy.
Day at the Races?
No, I probably could chime in and say it's a little bit of a trick question.
None of them.
Oh, Groucho received an honorary Oscar for Lifetime Achievement in 1977, but no Marx Brothers movie was ever nominated for Best Picture.
Sacrilege.
It's ironic considering the Three Stooges short Men in Black was nominated for an Oscar in 1934. That didn't win either. In what Marx Brothers movie did Groucho play a college president, and what was the name of the college? Here we go. Come on, Professor Chow.
Hold on. I'm like Davenport or something like
that. It says here the name of the college was Huxley.
Huxley College, yeah.
But what movie was it?
Is it Horse Feathers?
Horse Feathers. Yeah.
And Margaret Dumont was the benefactor of the college, if I remember right.
In 1932, I think I see where this is going, Mike. How much money were professors paid at Huxley College?
Tenured or non-tenured?
There's no other details given.
Oh. $12 a week.
I mean, if Dan was here, we could do the math. You might be close. It says $5,000 a year. From the movie, Professor says, $5,000 a year is our pay, but we've never been paid. Groucho, well, in that case, I'll raise you to $8,000 plus a bonus.
The negotiations must have been wonderful.
Oh, man. Very, very funny. Very funny. What does the singer of the Love Boat TV show theme have in common with the Marx Brothers movies A Night at the Opera and A Day at the Races?
Who was it? Who
you remember who sang the song? That would be a good
Jones.
Start.
Jack Jones.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was the Jones family gene pool. Jack Jones sang the Love Boat theme. His father, Alan, was the romantic lead and sang several songs in both A Night at the Opera and A Day at the Races.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you guys knew Jack Jones. I got to give you partial credit for Pete's sake.
Well, we knew Love Boat.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of sad that you knew that so quickly.
Although four Marx Brothers were of draft age for World War I, none served in the military. Why was that?
Flat feet.
Were German?
Flat feet?
No. It wasn't anything physical.
Hardship? Was it their father died or something like that?
No. It had something to do with their mother, though. Legend has it the brother's mother, Minnie Marx, bought the boys a chicken farm. Right at the outbreak of World War I, she heard farmers couldn't be drafted. That, or something else, apparently worked because they did not serve. Pretty interesting. That's all it takes, huh?
Nice. Chicken farm. Fly a farm.
Sorry, can't come to class today.
I got chickens.
Altogether, the four Marx Brothers appeared in how many movies?
So
the movies that have all four of them are the combined total?
There was only a few. I think it's like four or five.
Five is what it says here. Yeah, because Zeppo left after Duck Soup. Duck Soup was the last movie Zeppo made with his brothers, and it is the last Marx Brothers movie made for Paramount. It also has another distinction. What is it?
A dance number. They played music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give it to you. Harpo did not play the harp, and Chico didn't play the piano.
No.
In the 31 Marx Brothers film Monkey Business, the brothers at various times and in various combinations become part of a couple of gangsters' mobs. Near the end, one of the gangsters has his daughter kidnapped. After the movie, a sequel is planned that would continue the gangster mafia theme. The movie was scrapped. Why was this?
Lindbergh Baby?
Yeah, very well done. Wow. Yeah, of course. Son of Charles Lindbergh was kidnapped and killed. There was some belief that there was gang involvement. Instead of the sequel, the brothers used an old skit, Fun in High School, HISKULE, as the basis that turned into Horse Feathers. Who's buried in Grant's tomb is a question asked by Groucho Marx in what radio and TV quiz show, and why did he ask it?
You Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life, yes.
And why did he ask it?
Yes, why did he ask it?
Was it just kind of like the gimme question? Kind of like the mulligan that he was going
to
give out?
I mean, that's certainly, you know, in the wheelhouse, as we are apt to say around here.
Oh, that wheelhouse thing again.
Yes. Although the correct answer is no one, he asked, since Grant and his wife are entombed in sarcophagi above ground in an atrium rather than being buried, Groucho accepted the answer of Grant and awarded a consolation prize to those who gave that answer. Questions like this were used on the show to ensure all contestants won a prize. Other classics of this type, how many bullets in a six-shooter? From what bird do we get ostrich feathers?
In what year was the War of 1812 fought?
Well, I have what color is an orange. I like yours, actually, Heather. That's a good one. And in when playing what game do we use a basketball? just wonderful, pure comedy. I can't get enough of it, honestly. I really can't. It's really, really funny.
It reminds me of a T-shirt I saw online when I was looking at a couple websites that have cool philosophy T-shirts, and one of them said, the first rule of Tautology Club is the first rule of Tautology Club.
Oh,
That's what that made me think of.
Beautiful, just beautiful. What was particularly remarkable about a scene in A Night at the Opera where Harpo is swinging from rope to rope and rope to railing in the opera house?
He did the stunts himself?
Yeah, 47 years old, no stuntman.
Jeez. 47's not that old.
47 is ancient.
Back then.
Back then, maybe.
Feels kind of ancient now.
How did Zeppo make his fortune after he left the Marx Brothers?
Was it real estate or investment broker or something like that?
It says he made his millions as an agent. An agent of what? And an engineer. He
agent
founded Marmon Products in 1941, which made clamps that were used in World War II to secure the atomic bombs transported on the Enola Gay. Well,
wow. Very interesting.
And he held three patents, two of which pertained to his invention of a watch that monitored the pulse of heart patients.
Ooh.
Very cool.
Did he call it the Fitbit?
No, the Fitbit. It's like Generation 1 Fitbit, totally. What rock group used the titles of Marx Brothers movies as album titles? Well,
Queen.
We hit that pretty hardcore. Yep, that was Queen. Harpo Marx left school forever after two attempts at second grade. Why did he leave? Multiple choice. Was it because he couldn't cut it academically? He had to work to support his family, or he was being bullied?
Work to support his family.
It was not.
Bullied.
He was being bullied.
Oh.
As the only Jewish student in class, Harpo was bullied and thrown out of school windows twice.
Wow.
When
wow.
teachers weren't
Golly.
Looking. Who knows what I'm missing during lecture? Wow.
Wow. I wonder what floor it was on. Hopefully it was on the ground level.
Yeah, I cannot
really
answer that question.
We only had one room schoolhouse back then, right?
Question.
So probably ground floor.
When and why did Harpo become silent on screen?
His voice was really gravelly, wasn't it?
Something like that?
Was like Froggy or somebody, you know, like
laryngitis.
You know, a critic. This is just, you know, we were just talking a moment ago, Professor Conan and I, about our student critics online. a theater critic noted that Harpo was a brilliant character on screen, except for when he spoke. So we never spoke from then on in character.
Can't listen to the haters.
Yeah, geez, right? Don't listen to the haters.
Shake them off.
They're gonna haters
hate. Haters
gotta hate.
Walk around the horn all day long. That's
These
all.
Are a great set of questions, Mike. Thanks for sending them
yes.
in. Our last one is, in the song Lydia the Tattooed Lady from At the Circus, what does Lydia have tattooed on her back?
Battle of Waterloo.
And beside it? Gotta keep rhyming, you know.
A tramp stamp?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
No.
Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus
II.
Yes. Very, very cool. Great set of questions. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Definitely.
There's some real
awesome.
Fun stuff in there. Okay.
No, so if you were grading, would you have given us all those answers?
No. Now I watch these movies again.
Close
I know.
Enough.
We have another set of questions from a UDM student. Ravneet Dillon has sent in questions about the performer known as Drake.
Oh,
you guys know who Drake is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Totally.
Do you know
right?
what Drake is actually Drake's middle name, apparently? Do you know what his first and last name are? It's a very, not very common first name.
No.
I know he's from Canada and used to be on Disney, and that's all I know.
Not
that's,
Disney. That's it was,
Oh, no?
Oh,
Degrassi,
wait.
Hi.
Degrassi,
that's
hi.
Right.
Oh, my
Degrassi,
gosh.
Hi.
My wife swears by that stuff.
Wow.
She loves Canadian TV.
That's probably a further question.
She loves Canadian.
It is possible. It is possible. His first name is Aubrey with a B.
Wow.
Aubrey Drake.
They were?
I did not know that. See,
yes.
That threw me off.
Huh. This is exactly what the question says. We're going to have fun with these questions. Who punched Drake in the face?
P. Diddy.
Diddy, yes. What TV show was Drake on? Oh, my gosh.
Degrassi.
Actually, just to make it clear, he was on Degrassi, The Next Generation. What date is Drake's birthday?
You only have 366
right.
choices
Pick
if this
one.
Is a leap year, but...
Have you guys seen the birthday trick that you can do with Bill Nye online? Have you seen this before?
I have not.
The minimum number of people... Oh, wow. Olivia, I think, knows. You know what his birth date is?
1986.
Actually, I'm looking for month and date. Oh, the Bill Nye trick is very, very cool. And don't forget that I told you it, or that he told you it, because it's super cool. The minimum number of people you need... to the odds of two people having the exact same birth date is 28.
Oh.
So the next time you're at a party and you know there's that number of people there,
yes.
bet somebody that two people have the exact same date, and 50% of the time you're going to be right.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool. He was born October 24th.
Yay.
That's what I would have guessed on my 324th guess.
Because that's your birthday?
No, not close.
The week before Halloween.
Right.
I'll never forget it.
We should all get together next October 24th.
Yeah. Matt, we're going to, instead of celebrating Halloween, we're just going to celebrate.
We'll just pop some champagne.
On Matt's lawn, right?
And some poppies.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of Drake's latest album? Does Olivia know this?
I don't know. Didn't he? No, he just dropped like a surprise album today.
Right.
What?
But this is the one before that.
Oh, well, then that doesn't really work.
Knows, the name of Drake's latest album. Do you?
The one today?
Not the one today, the one right before that.
Take Care?
That's not what it says here.
Oh. Sounds like? How many syllables?
I can think of a picture on it.
Oh, okay. That's not how we're visual.
What just missed a chance for extra credit points in ethics, Pat?
This is really good to have students going past and getting
answers. Do I get points for knowing he dropped a secret, like a special one today?
I do. Seriously.
Right?
Did it break when he dropped it?
No.
All right.
Yeah. Not at all.
It's called Titanium.
Oh, is that really with the new one?
It's just unbreakable.
Got it. No. Drake's, it says here, Pat, that the name of it was If You're Reading This Now, It's Too Late, was the name of that album. Oh, that was today's.
So she did have
today's.
How
the heck did she predict the future?
What?
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Now
they must
just
be tight.
Okay. Drake has an acronym associated with him, CREAM, cream.
Can you say this on the radio?
Yes, you can. Oh. What does it stand for in Drakeology?
Canadian?
Is that something you can major in?
Canadian rapper extraordinaire and millionaire?
I like that.
I'm giving it to you.
Is it really?
Even creative? If it's not true, it
is
should
it,
be.
Is it right, though? What's
no,
the deal?
No, you're not even close.
He's probably going to switch it now to that.
Yeah. It's a little more...
Because he listens to us.
Risque?
No, just pragmatic. The C stands for money.
Cash.
And when we say that something is great or has control, these days we use an R word. That
rocks.
Not
radical.
Rocks, but rules. Cash rules. What's
everything.
A word that means everything?
Everything.
Is a word that means everything. What
cash
do you use
everything.
To play basketball? Cash rules everything around me.
Okay.
That's sad.
I like Jason's better.
You did that so fast. I gotta give you
that was nice.
I like
major props
good.
For that. Yeah. Major props.
I like that one a lot better.
He just didn't think of that one first, so he totally would have used it.
Yeah.
Sell it to him. Cheap.
Okay, so I just want to point out that we had these questions on Drake, and I look over here, and you kind of got excited. You're like, well, I know that he's from Canada, but that's where it is. We did pretty good considering that's all we knew about him. Degrassi and everything. I'm sorry to say that sound means we're out of time. I'll start on my left, Professor Hill Vasquez.
This was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I
Professor
love the
Roach.
Live stuff.
It has been real.
Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Conant.
Bye-bye.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library as an offshoot of the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.